Brian and Trisha. Today is National Neighbor Day. So in honor of most of us having neighbors, some closer than others, some further away, wondering if you have any nicknames for your neighbors.
Now,
you, Mr. Nickname for everybody.
I don't have a nickname for my neighbors.
None of your neighbors? You don't have a nickname at all?
No. Charles and Emily live on one side of us, and Pam lives on the other side of us. Pam is a widow, but Pam is not her real name. Her real name is in Thai, and I can't pronounce it.
Okay.
She adopted an American type name when she moved here decades ago,
yeah.
And that name was Pam. So that is what everybody calls her. But that's not a nickname. That's just a name.
That's
she
her
gave
name.
Herself.
Yeah.
And Charles and Emily, that's their real names.
Yeah.
Although we do sometimes just call them the neighbors, and then we'll just say Pam, because it's quicker to say the neighbors than Charles and
because
Emily.
Because there's plural.
Yeah.
Yeah. For us, no, not really. I mean, we know our neighbors' names around us, but the kids had a nickname for Mr. D. Mr. D lives right across the street from us, and I don't know why. I think because when the kids in the neighborhood were younger, they didn't necessarily know his name, so they just called him Mr. D. So we still, all these years later, if we're referring to our neighbors across the street, we refer to Mr. D. And then also, not on our street, but in our neighborhood, when Mackenzie was really little and we would walk around the neighborhood, we would walk as far as this house that had these two little angels that sat outside, you know, on their landscaping.
Uh-huh.
And Mackenzie named them Mary. The angels were named Mary. Okay, so they actually had maybe three. Well, they still, to this day, Mackenzie's 18 now, they still to this day have an angel sitting out there, not the same one, though. And so we would say, we're going to Mary's house. We're going to walk to Mary's house and then back. And so if we're walking now, we still say it like, okay, well, let's just walk as far as Mary's. We don't even know the people.
Your houses have nicknames, not the people.
Yeah.
Does Mr. D still live in that house?
Yeah, he does. Okay. Great people. I mean, really nice people.
Is there a Mrs. D?
Yeah.
Oh, she has a name.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like our neighbors. I haven't always liked all the neighbors I've had in my life, especially when I lived in an apartment and they were noisy. Emily and Charles, good people, nice people. You know, we help each other out. Miss Pam, sweet lady, great lady. So, I like my neighbors.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody's that fortunate.
No.
But if you don't know your neighbors' names, then maybe you do have nicknames for them because you don't know them. So that could be part of the neighbor nickname, too. So you can give us a call at 270-763-9830, or you can chime in on Facebook.
There's a guy who lives down the street from us that plays drums. Now, it doesn't bother us, and he doesn't do it late at night. We call him Little Drummer Boy.
That's appropriate.
But it's not a put down.
Yeah.
He's a drummer and he's a man. So, you know.
Love is my drug.
Hey.
I like your beard.
It's Brian and Trisha. It's Quixie 98.3. Congratulations to our latest winner of the impossible question this morning.
Harper Taylor from E-Town. Just over half of Americans surveyed say they trust this person, and that person is their neighbor. Actually, because today is National Neighbor Day, I have some more stats. So it's 51% said that they trust their neighbors. 17% said absolutely not. 22% aren't sure. And 10% said they either don't have nearby neighbors or they don't know them.
Huh. So I like our neighbors. Pam on one side, Charles and Emily on the other. Nice folks.
I like our neighbors as well. And we have neighbors that I call our new neighbors, but they're not new. And they're in the military, and so they've been here a year, but
the ones that the little kid thinks that Quixie is at your house.
Yes, they think that Quixie is right there across the street from them, and they think my name is Quixie 98.3.